Good morning. It's good to be with you today. Today is a special Sunday for us that we're having our parish meeting immediately after this service, beginning at 10 a.m., and I'll be joining you at that time as well. And it's a kind of a tradition, a custom on a Sunday like this to kind of check in. Where are we as a parish? What's the state of the parish, as some will say, as we go forward together? So I'd like to share a few thoughts with you now, and also some thoughts at our meeting at 10 o'clock. A few months back, when people were beginning to say there's this virus coming, and it actually may cause churches to close down. I remember listening to that and saying to myself, I just can't believe that may happen, maybe for a couple of weeks. Who could have imagined what the impact that COVID-19 was going to have, not just on whether churches can open or close, but on our life, our daily life, our family life, our work, the things we do in our world today. Here at St. Paul's, we never really closed. I want to say that. We have never closed. As my friend Bishop Rob Wright, the Bishop of the Diocese of Atlanta, said months ago, the church does not close, the church adapts. The church adapts. And that's what we've been doing here at St. Paul's. Yes, we're not gathering like we usually have, but we're gathering. We're gathering in a new kind of way, certainly with the hope of gathering going forward. But during this time, I want to tell you that in all my years here at St. Paul's, I have never been more proud to be the rector here at St. Paul's and to walk in your midst with you as we've walked through this time together. Your engagement, your support, your enthusiasm has made St. Paul's able to adapt. Your financial support has enabled St. Paul's to continue in the dream that we have as we walk together as a parish. You know, in the gospel reading, there's this reference to the bridesmaids who have their oil lamps. Not all of them have their oil lamps full, but some do. And the great thing with a light is, you know, light is not something you see, but light is something that enables you to see what is before you, even in the darkness. And this time, as we've walked through this COVID-19, has been some time of darkness. But I want to thank you for helping us keep our oil lamps lit. So in the midst of this darkness, in the midst of these challenging times, we've been able to see what our needs are and what we need to be as a parish community, and we have responded. So I first want to thank you for who you've been, for what you've done, to support what we're doing here at St. Paul's. I want to thank those who've been able to provide us this opportunity to gather like we are now. I want to thank Brian Rudy for the work he does. I want to thank Phil Bowen for the work he does with Facebook and our live stream, both Brian and Phil. I want to thank them for being here every Sunday. And they're beginning to build a bench of people to support as we go forward, because we're going to continue gathering like this even after we begin to gather here in the church together. So I particularly want to thank them for what they've done and what they've been for us. I want to thank in particular our staff, our clergy and staff. I have never felt such a time where there's been such a team that works together. We laugh together. We support each other. We reach out and help each other. We adjust, we adapt, so we can support not just our own areas of ministry, but the shared areas of ministry. And I want to really thank every single one of our staff and invite you to do that too. I'd like to invite you to email our staff to say simply thank you. Thank you for what you've been through this time and what we want you to be going forward as we live into the hope and the dream that is before us. I want to thank our vestry for their leadership during this time. Our vestry had its vestry retreat, and soon after, we weren't able to meet face-to-face. But we've met through Zoom, we've met together, And I want to thank them for their kind of journeying through this path together and building a sense of community among themselves and in this parish. Ministry continues. Yes, we're not gathering here as we usually do on Sundays, but so much of what we do, caring for one another. You know, we have that phrase, St. Paul's cares. We truly do care. I've seen the caring for the gathered community through many different ways, through our Care and Share ministry. We continue, the pastoral care team continues to meet every single Monday. I've always said this, the first thing we do on Monday is meet as a pastoral care team. The clergy and members of our team, Margie Best and Melanie Wigley, we meet and review the pastoral needs of the parish, and we still do that. And we still reach out in different ways, in new ways. We reach out to folks. And there have been hours spent on phones and Zoom meetings providing that care. And St. Paul's cares as well as we go beyond ourselves, as we reach out into the community. And I don't want to get ahead of some wonderful presentations that are going to be offered at our parish meeting in a little while. Incredible stories of what this parish has stepped up and done. Things we've never done in the past, but things we've grown into, things that have been presented to us and we've responded to, possibilities that are before us. We've been open to that. Our lamps have been lit. Our lamps are full of oil that provide us the opportunity to go forth and touch this world and change this world. Please, please come to our meeting in a little while and hear incredible stories about who we are and who we hope to be going forward. Friends, I just want to thank you and ask for your continued support. I think the state of our parish is not only healthy, but it is impressive, it is encouraging, it provides hope to me as we go forward in this world beyond us, in a divisive world right now, where this hope is needed, where this light is needed, where this presence is needed. We continue to support the ministry of everybody here at St. Paul's. We continue to reach out to our children. Immediately after our parish meeting, I'll be leading a class with our children today through Zoom. Our youth, their lives are touched. Watch the video later that we'll show in a few minutes about the stories of all folks in our parish, but particularly among our young folks. Our preschool is functioning and touching the community beyond us. Our music ministry has adapted in such incredible ways. And to show the way our staff work together, the choir room now, which you oftentimes walk past, is now a preschool classroom. And the adaptability of that, the ability of our staff to work together to make that kind of opportunity happen, is something that can touch all of our hearts. I know it touches mine. Every day, as we go forward, I'm just touched by what we do here at St. Paul's. Our children, our youth, our preschool, our music ministry, the people we touch beyond ourselves, the community that is affected by us. We have become known in this community. People who join us through live stream. We have a few hundred people gathered here on Sunday, but through live stream, we have hundreds of people who are learning of St. Paul's, coming to know St. Paul's, and know that we are a community that cares. St. Paul's is a caring community. Last week, I think we had about 1,500 folks gather for our service throughout the week. We are doing incredible things here at St. Paul's, and I'm sure I have forgotten things, I'm sure I have forgotten folks, but we all have been touched in this time. And I want to tell you, we all need each other. We need each other. I need you as you walk through this time. I need you very much. I miss seeing you here. I miss seeing you, hearing you, hugging you, shaking hands with you, those quick conversations we have in the narthex sometimes, the coffee hours, the opportunities to hang out. We are working to do that again in smaller numbers, but working to move forward together. So I want to thank you for being part of this parish community. We are a people like the handmaids the bridesmaids in this reading this gospel today, who have their oils, they have their candles lit, and they can see in the dark, even in the dark. We need to continue to see both in the light and the dark the needs of our community, and we are making a difference. You'll hear that in the stories that will be told at our parish meeting. So please join us.